From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. There's news today that Goldman Sachs, a top investment bank, is in talks to get out of a key business, specifically the raw commodity, coal. That's according to the Wall Street Journal today. Now, we've been covering the wider story over the last year, and Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is here live with more. Good morning.
Hi, David.
Mitchell, what may be Goldman Sachs contemplating here?
Well, back in 2010, Goldman bought a pair of coal mines, also a railroad in the country of Colombia, for $500 million and change. It was also getting into producing and warehousing other commodities, raw materials like oil and aluminum. Well, the coal mines have been kind of a mess. There have been environmental problems. Workers' families blockaded the mines over labor rights. And then coal prices have been really volatile. So reportedly, Goldman is now trying to sell off these foreign coal operations at a loss. And other investment banks, Goldman, also JP Morgan Chase and Morgan Stanley, have been getting out of other commodity businesses too.
Well, the thing is, the investment banks are getting a sharp shove from U.S. senators and bank regulators on this, right?
Right. Now, keep in mind, banks didn't used to be able to dabble in commodities or a lot of other risky businesses for that matter. But then there was banking deregulation in the 90s. So last November, a Senate subcommittee questioned how smart and safe this all is. They point to the risk of catastrophic spills or mine accidents to investment banks. Cornelius Hurley teaches finance law at Boston University.
So we have a stake in them being safe and sound. And quite frankly, Lloyd Blankfein doesn't know the coal business. Moreover, bank examiners don't know the coal business. We don't look to our banks to be volatile. We like our banks to be boring. And this is a highly volatile business.
And so meanwhile, the Fed is worried that investment banks haven't put enough capital aside. Maybe they also don't carry enough insurance to deal with disasters like this. Goldman says it's adequately protected from liability. Also, it says it doesn't control enough of the world commodities market to really impact prices anyway.
All right. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thank you.